The multisensory personality sees the same relationships, each reflecting the same world, wherever it looks. The five-sensory personality cannot see in this way, and therefore its logics and understandings are not as comprehensive. The nature of wholeness and the lack of it, and the effects of each, are not discernible through the study of physical phenomena to a personality that is not able to see that both physical phenomena and the relationships between them are simultaneously parts of and reflections of larger patterns of life. A personality that is not whole lives in a state of splinteredness, as represented by individual colors or combinations of them. A personality that is not splintered lives in a state of wholeness, as represented by white light. A personality that loses touch with its soul, that loses the source of its light, is a personality that has become capable of what we call evil, as represented physically by the absence of white light. What we call evil is the absence of light, of love, in all cases. When we speak poetically of light with a capital L, we associate it with purity, insight, and divine inspiration, as we shall see. This type of light is not merely poetical. It is real. A soul can find it difficult to walk the way of light through the course of an incarnation. It can find that learning to live in light is a difficult sojourn. Through the choices that it makes while it is incarnate upon the earth, the choice of anger instead of forgiveness, for example, or condemnation instead of understanding, a soul accumulates negative karma. As it leaves its body, it remains enveloped with the quality of light that it acquired through the choices that it made while it was upon the earth. When that soul has to create another personality, it will have to create a personality that is drawn from this well. Therefore, it will create a personality of more limitations. A personality with limitations of consciousness will find what we call evil more attractive than will one with more expanded awareness. The temptation to walk that way will be strong for such a personality. All souls are tempted, but an individual with limitations of consciousness will find it more attractive to walk into the magnetic field of fear because it would not recognize fear for what it is. It would accept it as something else, as something that is normal to life.